Tomorrow, the president of France, François Hollande, will be hosting foreign dignitaries to commemorate the 70th anniversary of D-Day. The commemoration will conclude with a state dinner, or actually two dinners. That's right, Hollande will be dining twice, once with President Obama and then again with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Hollande evidently doesn't want to be in the middle of that awkward conversation. John Mueller dealt with some similar headaches when he served as White House chef under three presidents from 1992 to 2005.
The closest thing that came to anything remotely close to that would be when the Palestinians and the Israelis signed a peace accord back in, I think, 93. And we were going to have a dinner to commemorate it, but they said, we're willing to sign this paper together, but we're not ready to break bread together. So that dinner never materialized that evening.
So neither Israelis nor Palestinians showed up?
No. They said they were not ready to do that point in time.
So how do you decide what to cook for whom and what not to cook? Do you try to cook food from the home country?
They are visiting America, so I like to give them a little taste of what we have to offer. The State Department will forward to us dietary restrictions from their embassy, and I will wait to get those before I even start constructing a menu.
Have you ever encountered any strange dietary restrictions?
Nothing really peculiar. I mean, you had a few allergies you had to deal with, and just like, you know, the Chancellor of Germany, I think, preferred, American beef and lamb. Surprise, surprise, you know. But I think the most unusual request I did see was about 10-plus years ago, there was the Prime Minister of Italy coming to visit, and I got the dietary restrictions in, and reading it, it said, does not eat onions, garlic, and tomatoes. And I said, my goodness.
An Italian doesn't eat onions, garlic, and tomatoes?
That is exactly what was said on there. And I read it six times to make sure I was reading all the words correctly. And I was like, my goodness, the guy's got to be an imposter. My take on it afterwards was that maybe when he goes out on the road, everybody puts garlic, onions, and tomatoes in his food. He's like, you know, I get that enough at home. You know, just because I'm Italian doesn't mean I have to eat it every day.
Do you remember what you made him?
I did make an awesome buco of salmon and scallops with a mussel saffron sauce.
And
I stayed away from tomatoes, garlic, and onions, you know?
Wow, that sounds good. Any flubs that you can remember where what you made really didn't go down very well?
I remember one time, and ironically, it was with the Israelis. We got a chance to play with some different food sometimes when it was like a working lunch. We had lots of what we called working lunches and working dinners. A visiting head would come to the White House. They'd have some meetings, and then we'd have a luncheon or a dinner. So I put rabbit on the menu once when the Israelis were there, and then somebody from the delegation came back to me and said,
it's not kosher.
Rabbit's kind of in that funny little world. It's almost like a scavenger. It's not really 100% kosher, but I mean, it's good. But there's no issue, but just to let you know that it kind of made me stay away from it next time.
Finally, Chef Mueller, what is it about breaking bread that's so important to diplomats and so integral to the diplomatic process?
I mean, they always have a meeting first, and they go through the mechanics of that. And I don't think they bring over to the dinner table a lot of what's happened at the meeting. So the meeting is the meeting to talk about whatever issues there are. But when they go to sit down, they get a chance to enjoy themselves and maybe have a little bit more general discussion about things and maybe not get so heavy into what the meetings were all about. So it's a get to know you. And I think it's very, very important. And that's what food does, is bring people together.
Chef John Mueller, he was the White House chef under three presidents from 1992 through 2005. He is also the author of the cookbook, Dining at the White House. Chef, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a great day.